All right. Well, greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. I greet you once again in the midst of all that goes on in this world and the heartbreak that it is to be here in this world, in this place, in this paradigm, with all that goes on here and all that's happening, all that's amiss, with the suffering and the tribulations and the trials and the shortcomings, the frustrations, and also the triumphs and the good things, the positive things, the pressures. You know, we pick up and we feel what other people pick up and feel. So sometimes, you know, have you ever wondered that? Sometimes everything may just seem to be, you know, everything's kind of fine in your world as such, but yet you know within yourself that things aren't right. And because you're feeling what other people are feeling. And right now, there's a lot of people all over the world. They are frustrated, they are tired, they are they're upset, they're angry, they don't see solutions, they don't see a way forward. And this is, you know, we're very much coming into, you know, things are just coming to a head. And in order for us to kind of move forward, we got to press through all of this. We've talked about people taking responsibility, being part of the solution. You know, we can all focus on the problem, but that doesn't move us anywhere. We got to focus on solutions. When you start allowing your mind to be tasked towards solutions, then you'll start seeing them. If your mind is only focused on the problem, then that's all you're going to see. So, you know, whatever you give your focus and your attention to, that's what's going to grow. And that's what you're going to end up finding. If you just look at the problem, then you're going to keep finding more problems. If you look for the solution, you're going to find solutions. And that can be on whatever level that you are in right now, whatever thing you need a solution for, be it on the micro or on the macro. You know, on the micro, you may have things going on in your life and in your world that need to be addressed. Well, look for the solution. And on the macro, yeah, we're surrounded by a whole lot going on everywhere. You know, I, on a natural level, as a person who uses logic and reason and asks questions, I have a lot of questions about things that are going on in the world. And I'm not content to go with propaganda. You know, I'm not content to check my brains at the door when people would ask me to or want me to or try to make me do that. I'm not okay with people trying to bludgeon or silence me. You know, that doesn't work either. You still haven't answered my question. I am not content with insults and cliches. You know, those things are they're intellectually dishonest, and they lack any substance. All they do is just lower the vibration of any interaction. So, you know, let's not go there. Let's actually have a legitimate conversation about the issues at hand. So, you know, for example, say the things that are going on right now with this, with the vid. You know, I'm sure these conversations are being transcribed and we're censored enough as is, but we'll just call it with the C-vid that's out there. Okay, you know, I had a lot of questions initially about, they call it a vaccine, but, you know, it's an experimental technology, nothing else. It's called that. It's called a technology, at least for the mRNA stuff. And then the other ones, if they're not an mRNA, they're new. And I had questions about that. I had questions about why things like hydroxychloroquine, which is a long-standing, seven-decade-in-use, over-the-counter available in a lot of developing countries, especially places that have malaria, prescribed to people with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus in high doses over extended periods of time, years, why something like that would be demonized by the mainstream machine as a potential application to the vid. An application for what? For essentially, what does it do? What does hydroxychloroquine do? Read the package, look at some videos, see what it does. You know, anybody can read this stuff. Basically, it regulates and suppresses the immune system response so that your body doesn't overattack itself when it's trying to deal with or fight something off. So, you know, that's makes a lot of sense for the period of time when people get into trouble with a response to the vid, in once they become symptomatic, a little bit further along in, now this is me as a layman talking, right? I'm not a medical professional, I just am somebody reading and expressing my thoughts and viewpoints on the matter as I see them. Okay, so a few days in, you start becoming symptomatic, and then when the doctors that were using it and prescribing it, they started to get dosage into people early, that was the key, get it to them early before, well before the eighth day when it really kicks into gear. So between that time when people start becoming symptomatic up until those, well before that eighth day when it kicks into gear and burns out the person's insides. Yeah, it makes sense why they were using it. It makes sense why they prescribed it. A cheap, widely available, easily scalable, apparently solution for reducing the death and injury of a virus that already had a 99.9% survival rate if you were under the age of 59, 99.5% survival rate above the age of 60, I think. Governor of Florida held up the stats. And this then dramatically improved people's survivability chances. Okay, so I had questions when I'm just watching this, reading things, looking into it, kind of connecting the dots, and you know, to which the response was not, yeah, that's a good question, or how does that align? No, the response from a lot of people that fed on that mainstream narrative was, this is dangerous, right? Causes heart arrhythmia. I mean, that should be on the literature on the inside of the pack, right? After 70 years, mind you, it's been out for a long time, fine. Okay. Jump forward to an experimental vaccine that looks much more like gene therapy, has to be kept at extreme cold temperatures, much more mirroring not a vaccine but transfection, and huge damage to populations, killing people within 36 to 48 hours, a lot of people dying and a whole lot more people being injured, and I believe the stats on vaccine injuries is about 10% of vaccine injuries get reported. But of the stuff that's coming out, a lot of people being injured. Hundreds of people dying, thousands of people being injured in just the first round of effects. And yet, continues to be rolled out, right? I had questions. Questions, okay. What is this? What? Now, on a surface level, what is this? But having my hunches, having a pretty decent idea of, okay, this whole thing was never about, you know, the vid. It's much more about the vax. It's not about the vid, it's about the vax. Get this thing into people's bodies. Why? Well, for whatever reason, they want to get it into people's bodies. Because it's not, apparently, it doesn't provide protection from COVID, just lessens the response. People still have to wear their masks. They still have to stand a distance away from each other. They still have to do all the control behavior that they were supposed to be doing before. Right? So what is it? What does it do? So if you wanted a cure, that was hydroxychloroquine a year ago. And for me, as a practical person, back in March, April of last year, just running the numbers, and some friends can testify to this if they feel like it, but $20 million could have fixed the entire problem in the U.S. This is over a year ago now, or just about a year ago, and just talked about it. Why? Okay, broad-based use of hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc, on the protocol that had been discovered, use it as outpatient treatment, and allow for people to be treated when they become symptomatic, and at when they become symptomatic, and focus your energies and your efforts on logistics and availability. You want to encourage the reduction of transmission? Tell people to wash their hands. Don't hold in your carbon dioxide. Wash your hands. It's practical stuff. If you're talking about a solution, $20 million, the entire U.S. could have been done, finished. A lot cheaper than a lot of other places. But focus was never, why have a $20 million fix when, for an entire country, when the goal was a multi-billion dollar harvesting operation, destruction, actually trillions, right? It's gotten huge, the price tag on this. The destruction of the economy, the erosion of personal freedoms and liberties, the dependence on the government, the increase of the power of and the dependence on big tech, the erosion of civil liberties, the imposition of a draconian police state. Okay? That's the desired outcome. That's the desired effect. And the usage of this situation has been far more in lines with that. It's been used. Fear is a very powerful, powerful weapon. And people that live in that frequency are controlled, manipulated, and directed to and fro. You know what? Don't stay in that frequency. Don't stay in that place. Perfect love drives out all fear, so just raise your level. You know, realize what people are trying to do to you and against you. And also recognize what's real and what's not. The vast majority of things that people fear are imaginary. Many of the things that people fear never come to pass. People oftentimes are bound into a prison out of fear that has nothing to do with the actual reality and the actual threats there at hand. When you go past that fear, you go on into what's possible and what's real. But yeah, I've got questions going on and seeing now, you know, whatever people might think about, you know, the vid, the vax, and all the rest of it. Okay, well, here we are right now. the AstraZeneca gene therapy techno jab, I don't even want to call it a vaccine, but now banned in 22 countries. I believe in Israel now they're drawing up manslaughter charges, or at least I heard that. There was a school teacher that took it, died within 48 hours, perfectly healthy, no problem, no issue. Only thing that changed in her world was getting the techno jab and now dead. So manslaughter charges. Okay. All right, here's a question. The nation of Sri Lanka, all right, got, I believe, 500,000 doses from India. And from what I've heard, has administered, there's a 250,000 soldiers in this country, the country of Sri Lanka. All right. The entire army has received it. Because there was something about the general of the army saying that he wanted to be the last one to get a shot. He wanted to make sure that all the soldiers had had theirs first. Sounds nice on the surface as a gesture, but what have you given to your entire army? So there's medical experts out there right now saying that the real dangers of this stuff, of the techno jab, is going to be seen in 4 to 14 months from the time that people start receiving it. 4 to 14 months, that's when things will really start to show up. Yeah, people have been dying immediately, but the biggest dangers that they say were in the not too distant future. So then there's another doctor, more of a natural type doctor that I'm aware of, that has expressed concerns, saying that concerns about people being autistic within 5 years. Now, this is serious. If there's any truth to that, it's serious. Because this is the logical, reasoning side of my thinking on this. You go from a very survivable, highly politicized and very just shoved down people's throats, but virus as such, if you take it on surface level, okay, to you go from that to and people having potential therapeutics that work. You know, I just talked about one, there's others. There's protocols, just vitamin D, vitamin C, sunlight, a good healthy environment, a good healthy atmosphere. All those things help and contribute and keep a person generally healthy, so their immune system is the strongest, so that they don't even have an infection. This and a lot of other things. Okay, but you go from highly survivable, I mean, this is not Ebola, this is not something melting people's faces off. You go from something that is apparently very survivable for the vast majority of people. I'm not... yes, there's cases of people being in a situation because of either autoimmune issues or age, in which case individual precautions need to be taken accordingly. But we've never seen the masses... When have we ever seen healthy people quarantined, healthy people locked away, healthy people restricted? That, for me, the purpose of all that is not to protect people from a virus. It's for all the other effects they know that will be caused. But now we jump forward to experimental gene therapy now being banned in 22 countries and charges being drawn up that have, you know, Sri Lanka, okay, the entire military. What? Now, here's just a question. First of all, who takes responsibility for that? And what do you do as a country if your entire fighting force, your entire military, the logistics of it, the everything of it, gets autoimmune disorders, sick, dying, beginning 4 months from now through 14 months, and possibly all autistic by within 5 years. If that's a possibility. If it's not a possibility, fine. But you don't have the data, because this is all new. You understand the vulnerability for an entire country in a situation like that. You understand the possibilities of what that opens a country up to in a situation like that. You understand the collapse. Potential collapse. and the power vacuum caused by something like that. You understand the potential chaos caused by something like that. Not like, you know, it's not somewhat turbulent as is, but just the implications. So with whatever's going on in the world, these are things that are happening. These are things that are taking place. And I do have concerns. Concerns in present day and concerns for the near future. But there's a limitation to what you can and cannot do. So we do the thing that we can do that's right in front of us today. All right? Listen, I am willing to... I leave space for all kinds of different information from all kinds of different sources. At the same time, I'm going to use my mind and think things through, eat the meat, spit out the bones. If something's got merit, great. If it doesn't have merit, okay, it's got to go. You should be able to reason through things. And look, I have no issue disagreeing with people, but let's find the things that we agree on and let's work together on those. Let's make a difference on those. Let's make some positive changes on those. So right now, with this whole thing that's taking place around the vid and the vax, I have concerns for people's health. I have concerns for civil liberties. I have concerns for people's ability to earn their own income, stand on their own feet, provide their own livelihood, be able to have the autonomy and not the dependency on the state and other institutions, but the autonomy that's part of being a free will human being walking on this earth, to be able to have and create the resources for self-determination. Why is that a bad thing? On a cosmic level, on a human level, everyone would agree that's a good thing. Except for the controllers and those that hate humanity and those that would choose to make humanity a battery and siphon off their energy. Those ones don't want humanity to have anything. They want us dependent, they want us broken, they want us in a position where we can be treated like a battery, fed off of, used, abused. That's the place that they want to keep humanity in. And they work very hard to create the conditions to cause that. And if you can't see how that's happening, then look a little deeper. And if you think that you can just go along to get along, listen, that doesn't work. At maximum, you'll buy yourself a little bit of time, but they will be coming for you. And at that point, it's going to be tough, because you'll have missed your chance to have been part of the solution when there was a chance to do something about it. You know that old saying, a stitch in time saves nine? So, I don't know if people sew. I actually do sew a little bit. It's been a little while, but yeah, you got a garment, and if you've got a small tear, if you stitch it early, you're going to save yourself 9 stitches, because if that thing opens up a bit more, you're going to have a whole lot more work. Stitch in time saves 9. Deal with these things early. Deal with the infection early. Deal with the cancer early. Deal with the breakdown early. Don't let these things spread. Don't let them become get established. You know what keeps people from doing that? Self-will and self-interest. We are too selfish and we refuse to take responsibility. We look out for number one and nobody else. Taking responsibility is not just taking responsibility for your own actions and for the consequences of your own actions, which you need to do, but it's also for taking responsibility for all that's around you, the people that are around you, to do what you can to protect and build and bless their lives. Helping others. You'll find fulfillment in being there for others. You'll find fulfillment in being a blessing to others. But yeah, you know what? Just surface your questions, bring out your conversation, have the dialogue, and then, but then bring it into action. What can you do this day? I mean, for me, hey, I'm talking to you. Something I can do. Can put this out there. You can share it if you want. You can share it with somebody else. You can pass it on. But you know, you want to engage positively. You know, just keep moving. Keep moving. Sometimes you might feel like you're getting a bit bogged down, but just keep moving. Alright, but hey, everything's going to be good, but you got a role to play. We all have a role to play, so let's do that, alright? Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say to us, say hi to us there. Yeah. Alright, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. So bless you all, and listen, don't get discouraged, alright? I know it's a discouraging time, and but take a step back. Don't allow imaginary things to become manifestations of reality in your own world. Your fears are, by and large, very few of them will ever materialize. Focus on that which is real and that which needs to be done. Do that. All right. Bless you all. Talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.